Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies.
Congratulations. On behalf of the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, and the schmoes know, you are now a member of the Jedi Alliance. May the Force be with you. Always.
Hello, welcome to Jedi Alliance. This is episode 30.
29.
Round.
30 will be the first one without you.
That's why I'm holding on to it, maybe. That's right, guys. This is my last episode. But this is still Jedi Alliance, where we celebrate the greatest saga ever. What is happening?
I was trying to selfie. You're
doing a selfie.
I'm like, wow, I'm just getting a nice big closer. Oh, this is good podcasting right here. Yay.
Yeah.
We are live currently. If you are having a chat out on YouTube, say hello. Get that chat and conversation happening. While I've got you, follow us on Twitter. And you can also tweet during the show because we'll respond afterwards. We are at Jedi_Alliance. We're on Facebook as well. The panel is full on this particular show because it's not episode 30. It's episode 29. Hey, Ken Knapsack.
Hey, it's good to be here. I didn't think I'd be here at all.
You were in the hospital yesterday.
Yeah. My. If you've been following my saga here on Jedi Alliance or Schmoes Know, I've been sick for about a week. It went from, I've got the flu, I'll fight through it, to a full-on head infection in my brain space, so and sinuses and all that stuff. So I'm on the finest blue milk the galaxy can deliver. But I'm here. I would not miss my final go-around with you here on Jedi Alliance.
Thank you for pulling through. Please do get better, though. Maybe go and spend a long time in bed after this.
I have. I've been rereading the Game of Thrones book series.
That's good.
For research, perhaps, on other things I'll be doing.
I can't wink, and I know that if anyone's listening, they won't know, but it is like a spasm all over my face when I'm trying. But there is winking happening.
Winking.
If you get our drift. Now, joining us on the panel, she's returning for her second time on Jedi Alliance. She is author Madeline Rue, and she's brought gifts. She brought two of her books, which is fantastic.
I did. I have some for Roger, too.
Nice. It's gift.
It's gift time.
What'd you bring?
That's his
gift of my
sparkling presents.
Yay!
There
you
go. Yeah, and this time I'm 95% less hungover.
Hey,
so,
that's true.
Yeah, I'm with it this time. And him.
Yeah, the last time Maddie was on the show, her and I had attended the same engagement celebration party for Matt Key and Brittany Wallach. She closed the place down. I almost closed the place down.
Yeah.
So we are here healthy, sober, full of antibiotics and water this time around.
Better choices.
So glad to have you back. You are a New York Times best-selling author, but some of your best work recently was what I'm holding in my hands here.
Patently untrue, but thank you for saying it anyway. It's very kind.
We brought her back because on the last show, we're going to talk about it more. Maddie and Maude and I were kind of discussing about what kind of Star Wars book you might want to write.
True.
And then out comes this idea of a Sith librarian, so to speak.
Yep.
The C-grade Sith librarian called Cecile.
Yes.
A lot
of alliteration.
Fast.
And I was on a deadline for a real thing. And of course, as you do, you procrastinate. And so that happened.
I got her her message. Well, I finished that thing for you. I had a deadline for a book, but I finished this instead.
Really hope my editor is not watching.
We're going to present that story today in kind of a live reading. And to do that, I couldn't think of anyone more worthy than the very talented, the very...
Yes.
The man who cannot take a compliment.
Yeah, that's true.
What do you mean by that?
My friend, now yours, Mr. Roger Craig Smith.
Hello.
Yes?
Yay.
Yes.
Who raced over here from a secret recording session.
Is the medication working for you, though?
It is. I'm sweating because this studio is a sauna as well.
It's really
warm. Or I might be dying.
Mm-hmm.
That's what, 2 days ago, that would have exactly been what it was like.
Oh my god, are you okay? Well, I don't know what's happening.
That's mesmerizing.
I think I'm having a stroke.
Yeah,
and you're all here for the ride.
For those listening, Roger's mouth is moving, but no words are forming. I've been pretty well. Oh, yeah.
We should really do the whole show that way.
I saw Twitter in there somewhere.
You can follow me on Twitter at Roger Craig Smith.
That's right.
Oh, there you go.
That's how
shameless plug.
That wasn't. Now it is a plug.
Yeah.
It was, yeah.
Sorry.
So a little bit of background about Roger Craig Smith. If you don't know, he has voiced many iconic video game characters, including Sonic, Ezio del Toro.
Del Toro.
Benicio. He's actually Benicio's brother.
That's an item at Taco Bell.
Aditore.
Del Toro.
There you go.
Aditore.
Aditore.
Can I just say, Craig really freaked me out in the booth. I didn't know what was happening.
What's
for
that?
A second there.
Oh, no.
I was like, what is going on with my sound?
Oh, no.
I picked it up, but it threw me through a loop.
Trust me.
Well played, sir.
What are you working on at the moment, though?
What's that? Kyle Crane in Dying Light was the most recent as far as video games are concerned. Kyle Crane, who's the protagonist in Dying Light, which I guess is a zombie. I should know better than to not speak so far away.
Yeah,
Zombie thriller from Techland Studios, and it's done well. It was the number one game in January.
Yeah.
So, hey, you know? I think it was the only new game in January, but still, hey, it's a phenomenal game, and it's been a ton of fun, and it's a total, like, it's a frightening game in many, many ways. But
I've got it.
Zombie parkour and all kind of stuff.
Yeah. There's a lot of hack and slash in there.
Nice, there you go.
Zombie parkour?
Zombie parkour, you know. Oh, wow. It's a new genre of zombie parkour.
No.
It's all the rage.
Yeah.
apparently you're in the booth, and you got pushed out because a Hollywood celebrity came in, and they had to go in.
Oh, it was sort of like that. It's just one of those things where it's like, you know, there are hierarchies, and there are names.
Who is it?
In this. I'm not going to say.
Damn it.
I couldn't say.
We'll get it.
Ken already
later.
Knows, and it's like, okay. I don't want to call a guy out because it's nothing that he did, but it's just one of those things where you're like, of course, it's Monday, and I knew I needed to get over here as fast as I could, and I'm, you know, I got there 20 minutes early, and we started 45 minutes after my call time kind of thing, and I was like,
I've got a few emails to take care of, it's fine.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's fine, guys, we're good. Yeah. So,
Hollywood.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
hooray.
How the business works. Well, now Roger is here. We get to talk to him about his Star Wars fandom, which I know before the show you're like, "Hey, man, I like the movies. I don't know the Ewoks' middle names."
Yeah.
I'm like, this show's a celebration of Star Wars. We don't need to know all that here.
Wedge Antilles. That's about as deep as my trivia goes.
Wow. That's a first and last name.
Thank you very much. I was in a Wedge Antilles fan club in high school for Star Wars.
Oh my god.
That was basically it was called the Wedge Antilles Club.
Wait a minute.
Did you talk about Wedge?
My buddy Manzo, his older brother, started it back at our high school like maybe a decade earlier. You know?
And it was just devoted to Wedge.
It was called Wedge Antilles. It was a Wedge Antilles fan club.
And you had one meeting because you exhausted everything.
And they said, what did you think about him? Like, I don't know, stay on target? Was that pretty good? Was that Wedge?
No,
that
was wasn't Wedge.
No?
But
was?
You could say, good shot, Jensen.
Oh, good shot, Jensen.
It's away.
Oh, wait, was he the guy with the glasses? Was he the nerdy one?
He kind of was the nerdy one.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Good shot, Johnson.
Hey, nailed it.
I'll give you a clap for that. That's an inside joke.
Yeah. Not the clap.
No.
So let's kick it off with the top five questions then. The first one that we have to ask you
right
is,
along.
Can you remember the first time you watched Star Wars?
You know what? I don't remember the very first time I watched Star Wars. I do remember the very first time that I went to Return of the Jedi. And I was in the theaters, and my friend that lived down the street, Anthony, his mom took us to go see it, and I just remember being so excited because I think I'd probably seen it on like VHS. I'd seen like maybe the first two, and then Return of the Jedi finally was coming out in theaters, and I think then I was old enough to go to a movie theater to see it, and I remember, and to come full circle, I get to do a voice on a show called Regular Show that features Mark Hamill. And so I got to walk in, and all of a sudden it was like, you know, get to meet Mark Hamill. And it was one of those moments where you literally, I didn't recognize him at first, and I walk in, I don't know who he is. Everybody keeps asking him all these questions. He's got his old great Hollywood stories. And then he turns around and goes, Roger, what do you think? And he kind of tilts his glasses down and looks at me, and I recognized his eyes at that point. I was like, no, I don't know, Mr. Hamill. But because I went right back to that moment of being however old I was and going to see Return of the Jedi. So
did you literally?
I literally did.
Oh my god!
It was. Did I use literally?
You did.
I use literally. I hate that.
I
literally hate when I literally.
You complain
use.
About it all the time
I know.
On Twitter. So
well,
because
sometimes it's just like I literally crapped my pants. I was saying like, no, you didn't.
That'd be a much
no,
better
didn't.
Story.
You
though.
Should be. Yeah. That's true. That's true. Like, don't use that.
What is your favorite of the films?
I like Empire Strikes Back.
Okay.
Simply because of the snow play. and, yeah. and whatnot. I thought that was the...
That's my favorite, too.
Yeah, and I thought... I loved these things, the little...
AT-STs?
Yeah. Okay, oh, I almost call it an Imperial Walker, but I loved the Imperial Walkers from Empire Strikes Back. I just thought that stuff... Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tried to recreate that as often as I could in my backyard.
Yeah.
I just thought it was the...
With toys or just by yourself?
No, just shave ice and... Yeah. It's like, I tried to recreate Hoth. No, it was, there were all sorts of things. I would literally do this, like, you know, like simulate, if you can see what I'm doing with my hands and my fingers.
You're kind of doing the claw.
I would do, But look, it's an Imperial Walker, see?
Oh, it's
with
easier
really
imagination.
With a really elongated neck. Yeah. Which would, this was probably like an early design of the Imperial Walkers to where they realized the vulnerability was a little too exposed. It was literally sticking its neck out. But
could you just...
No, I used to play, I had Lando Calrissian. What was that?
We'll just tuck it in.
Oh, well, now that's, now it's like, now it's hard. Now I'm getting ready for, I don't know, I was going to make a bad Theory of Everything joke, but so that was a...
Your Lando,
Or we'll use the Elephant Man on Broadway. We'll
yeah,
because he's
absolutely
doing that with his hands. It got awkward. It just got awkward.
I'm convinced.
Yeah, we got fully awkward.
I'm convinced I'm in a fever dream still. So this is
okay. That's cool.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite Star Wars character? Well, I mean, maybe it's Wedge Antilles, but
no,
that can be an answer.
The Wedge Antilles thing was just like a nice way of geeking out and going like, okay, I've got credibility because I know who Wedge Antilles is, and that's about it.
I'll join his fan club.
Yeah, exactly.
What was his squadron name?
Rogue Squadron.
Rogue Squadron.
I was waiting for you.
Rogue Squadron. Yeah. God, it's the Rogue Squadron.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
No, I'm telling you, literally, the Wedge Antilles fan club was an excuse for all of us to just use a classroom at lunchtime every now and then to where we could just...
I like the acronym.
In from outside.
WAFP.
The WAFP.
Wait, you could hold down... You guys held down
a classroom. Fort? Yeah, we had a location. We had, like, you know...
That's
legit. We would take minutes... You know, it's
the
like read the minutes from the last meeting. Like, what happened? I don't know. Someone made a Taco Bell run.
Yeah, we discussed his the way he targeted the north end of the reactor core in return.
And
it's pretty good.
Kind of jealous about how Luke gets all the glory. You know, I feel like it's kind of unjustified. I mean,
he was
like,
there for all three of the
there's
fights.
There's a quarterback, but there's also a team. You know, the quarterback has to throw the ball to someone, so it's only fair that they get. Everyone gets a Super Bowl ring. Yeah. I don't think Wedge got his ring.
Yeah, I don't think so.
He didn't get the
girl. Okay, good meeting, everybody. Next time, next month, you know, it was that kind of a thing. What was the question?
What is your favorite character?
Favorite character. Favorite character. Always loved Darth Vader just for being the coolest. But, oh, man, I don't know. Boba Fett, for sure. When I was a kid, Boba Fett. I'm sorry. He's the coolest.
Bit of a debate sparking about Boba Fett because he has limited airtime in the series.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And some people say he actually wasn't great at his job. Sometimes,
bounty hunters are cool.
He got pushed into a Sarlacc pit.
Without Boba, you get no dog. You understand what I'm saying? Like,
true.
Without Boba Fett,
no dog the bounty hunter.
I'm just saying he paved the way for so many things that have influenced our culture and society. Have you thought about it that way?
No.
Not
once.
It's pretty deep.
Breaking my mind.
Thank you very much.
It took me a long time
literally
to get there as well.
Breaking my mind.
Literally. I'm now a slavering idiot.
Yeah.
Okay. So even though he's...
So Boba Fett, your answers. Alberto Heisenberg wants me to ask you if you know who Neenum is. That'll test your knowledge.
Is that the little creature that would sit next to what's his face? Yeah, that guy. Yeah,
No, that's Salacious B. Crumb.
Salacious B. Crumb.
Neenum is Maud's second favorite character,
it's not.
Do you know that in the Millennium Falcon and Return of the Jedi, Han's co-pilot, who looks like a ball sack mixed with a vagina?
Who's this now?
Neenum. We're all thinking it. I just finally said it.
Okay. Said it. You went
last,
there.
It's her last show, so you're just
like
going to go.
Like a moist, wet kiss from your grandma.
Okay, all right.
His whole face.
Oh.
That's Neenum.
Neenum.
I do not recall this.
Neenum.
I probably blocked it for exactly, I mean.
His lips were wet. I couldn't stand that. It's like they vast him up.
Which episode?
Right at the end. And he's the one that goes, do the example.
Yeah, Tiote.
Oh, I remember that guy. Okay.
Yeah.
He has kind of a bat thing going on.
Yeah, here he is.
Very wide face.
That's him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, see what I mean?
The way you described it is
pretty accurate.
Spot on.
Yeah.
Pretty accurate.
Yeah.
Really, really.
That's really awkward. That's really awkward really now. I feel like I shouldn't be looking at this.
Yeah, I know.
That's
it's
awful.
Like, anyway.
It's not safe for work.
The catchphrase or the quote from Star Wars that you find yourself using in day-to-day conversation is our third question. For example, I like to say that things
fully
operational.
What was it?
Fully operational.
And operational.
Oh. Yeah. You know what? This would be mine. I'll try not to blow out the mics. 3PO! Where can he be? Remember when they're in the trash? Remember they're in the dumpster with the giant trash compactor?
Do it again.
3PO! Where can he be? I just remember it going, wow! That's delivered with a lot of passion.
Yeah.
That one particular line. You know, they're trying to wedge the bar in and the trash compactor's coming down.
I know one thing for sure. We're all going to be a lot thinner.
No. Oh. Yeah, that was a good...
Like
Yoda, was it? No.
Waka! Really thought I nailed that.
No, it was pretty darn.
There goes my plan B. Korea for that burn. My goodness.
Yeah. Does anybody have a good Chewie? Do you have a good Chewie?
No.
No.
Chewie? No.
What?
That's it.
Let's do it again.
That's like a really like plaintive Chewie.
It's more like Chewie gargling.
That's almost like horseplay right there.
What, no? Yeah, maybe to that one character you just showed me.
Question number four. Out of all the force powers out there, which one would you want?
The force? Ooh.
And you can be good side, dark side,
lightning,
doesn't matter.
Lightning, choking, or you can have... These are not the droids you're looking for.
No, that doesn't... Well... That novelty would get very old very quick.
Because
you would
I
use
think
that.
It would.
Yeah, because look, inevitably every guy thinks about having that would use that against women.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, they're sexual predators.
But thank you very much. And Mr. Sexual Predator. Okay?
Oh my goodness.
No, but because I think that would, you know, obviously you'd walk into a bar and you'd be like, she's cute. This is, you know, I'm the date you're waiting for. All that kind of stuff. But then you just feel like a jerk after a while, or maybe not, because men are sexual predators. So
some who would use that the wrong way.
Exactly. There you go.
Yeah. I will say that was the first place your mind went.
True. Well, no, not me. I'm saying I don't want that. I think the novelty of that would get old.
Okay.
My first one that I had was the Jedi mind
predators.
Trick. And I was like, I would use that. First thing was like, I don't want to sit in economy on this plane.
Oh, yep.
That was mine.
Oh.
Or I did not. I was not speeding, officer.
Yeah.
Whoa.
But no, let's land a date.
But yeah.
Let's coerce a woman into a date. Well, come on. We're talking about, I'm trying to speak in general terms here of like what I think everyone, most guys. Yeah, thank you very
That's
much.
That's true. That's actually
okay.
true.
You know what? I would use that power to just understand what's going on inside a woman's mind.
No, you
oh, for God's
for.
Sake.
I'd want to know what she's feeling and thinking at all
that
times.
That was the best backpedal I've
thank you
ever
very much.
Yes.
No,
that
I think beautiful. I think having the ability to affect matter and bring it to you, all that kind of stuff, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Good for laziness, too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, it's like...
Party
know.
Tricks, impressing people, messing with people's minds.
Oh, big time.
Mm, that would be fun.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it kind of combines all the best of everything. You can still sort of warp people's minds, but do it in a sort of a less straightforward, aggressive way.
It's like how I play. Remember when the Nintendo Wii first came out and you're playing tennis and everyone's like, ah, ah, and then by the end you just barely flick your wrist.
Yeah.
I think that's almost what it would be like if you had these moving powers. You'd be like, ah,
exactly.
And then
you'd
be like, eh.
You're like this, you're like, want to go bowling.
Just half-ass it. Yeah.
We've got one last question as well.
Yes, and that question is, and I know you to be a very good guy, Roger. I've been to your house. I've broke bread with you.
Dude.
So I have to ask you this question. Would you turn to the dark side of the Force?
I'm weak. I probably would. I'd be a pawn. I'd be
seduced by power.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. It wouldn't even matter if I said, no! You're not my father! You know, it doesn't matter. It's impossible! I think I would go to the dark side reluctantly.
So someone would stand above you and say, henceforth.
Easily, yes.
You're now Darth.
And you're like,
Darth Sonic the Hedgehog.
Darth the Hedgehog. Auditory Dave Del Toro?
Del Toro, I'm telling you. Uh-huh. I just can't use words.
It's Del Toro.
We've had it in like a little sidewinding question, which is actually a lot of fun.
And we need to ask her, too.
You didn't get
Maddie
this one
didn't
last
get this
time. Maddie, maybe we'll start with you. What is your favorite Star Wars sound effect?
Ooh.
Whether it's a TIE fighter, or maybe it's the... What's that creature at the opening of the Jabba's Palace?
It's not that one.
Oh. I love that one.
It's not that one. You'd strike that one right off the list. That's a good question. I mean, everybody has to say the lightsaber, right?
It's the most iconic Star Wars thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But I would say, there's that sound when, like, it's almost the Doppler effect, but in Star Wars when, like, a TIE fighter or whatever is coming in
yes.
over the camera, and you yes. kind of get the over-the-camera shot, and it makes that really, like, yes. tinny, canny,
yeah.
weird sound. I think it's that one. I can't.
You can't do it.
Yeah, it's very...
I still think I'm good at it, and I'm really not. I'm not.
I don't know
it.
How they make that sound, but it's... I like how you
pretty good.
Actually
yeah.
get
yes. Well, she put her whole, you know, yeah. diaphragm.
Like well, a good voice actor will tell you. That's what Grover near far.
Oh,
you have that
yeah.
right.
Okay.
I can voice make.
There you go. Make voice. I like. Here we make voice. He's good, I like.
All right, so TIE fighter one. Sound or the flyover yeah. sound. Yeah. You, sir, your favorite Star Wars sound effect?
How you doing?
There it is.
Oh, is that the speeders?
That's the speeder bike.
Oh, it's my that's scent mail. It's my scent mail sound. So
that's
when I
a
send
great
mail,
sound.
I was like, that's I nice. Thought those things. Again, Return of the Jedi. I thought they were one of the coolest
wait. Can I retract yeah. mine? Okay, I don't know if this counts because it's more of a line than a sound. Mm-hmm. But like, ooh, teeny.
Oh, yes, Jawa!
Well.
Yes!
Does that count?
I love that, yeah.
Okay, because that's more a line.
Oh. Yeah, but yeah, it's, yeah. that's kind of a sound
they're
effect.
They're little sounds.
Yeah, that's great. That's I love cute. That. Good yeah. answer. Thanks. Fantastic. Glad we did that one. Oh, there it is.
There you go.
Hopefully.
There you go. There you go.
It just makes you so happy.
It is kind of a happy
they're so
sound,
cute.
Yeah.
They're so cute.
Magnu! Yeah.
Magnu!
Yeah.
That was better than Han.
Was it?
Yeah, I'm getting
no, your Han Solo was pretty right on.
Yeah. So there we go.
So what was yours? Did we
mine is the... I'm going to cough again. That's not my sound effect. Mine is the seismic charges from Attack of the Clones.
Ooh. The Slave One.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which okay. is also your pickup line.
Oh.
Every time.
What was yours? You already said it. You already said it.
Yeah. Okay. My attempt at Star the TIE fighter noise.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there we go. We got to know Roger Craig Smith as a Star Wars fan. And
as a sexual predator.
And,
yes.
I cannot.
That'll be the part that gets tweeted out.
I'm kidding. I'm sure that's not true.
So we'll move from there. We'll move on into...
I'm very confident.
God, I hope.
Literally.
Yeah, I literally hope.
We're going to move on to Renewed Hope, which is our weekly look at this week in Star Wars news with, for the very last time, addressing her people.
Thank you.
Queen Amidala.
Yeah, thank you, Master Kenobi. Mm-hmm. Oh, I would not like to disappoint my people, so I will get to this nice and quickly. This one is for the book fans. Ew. Drawing your attention.
I hate books. Worst.
Pages.
Reading.
They get everywhere. Four books have been announced that are related to The Force Awakens. So welcome to the new world of canon.
Yeah.
And a bunch of new things coming out left, right, and center. Four books based around The Force Awakens, but these are young adult books, and even actually younger. They're kind of for 8 to 12-year-olds. Three of them are like that. The fourth is just for a young adult. Originally, ages ago, we knew there were four books, and one of the titles was called The Fall of the Empire, The Rise of the Rebellion. That's not the case anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That one's now going to be for an older audience, and it's going to be called Star Wars Lost Stars. Ooh. And it's going to be written by best-selling author Claudia Gray.
Now, oh my God, I went on tour with her.
Yeah!
I didn't know this.
Claudia's writing
she
Star
didn't
Wars!
Tell me this, Claudia.
Name dropper.
No, there sorry. I was just excited. She's wonderful.
That's cool.
Let me tell you about what Lost Stars is going to be all about. Basically, this one's to catch up younger Star Wars fans on the original trilogy. So there's going to be the whole Rebellion and Empire storyline, but it's going to double up as a love story, kind of like Romeo and Juliet meets Star Wars. So for 10 to 14-year-olds, they'll be able to get into this and see the two sides of the Galactic Civil War and a love blossoming between a Rebels pilot and an Imperial officer.
Ooh.
Sign me up.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm really excited.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. That sounds awesome.
For the younger kids, we've got these three new books that we're going to get is The Weapon of a Jedi, a Luke Skywalker adventure, Moving Target, a Princess Leia adventure, and Smuggler's Run, a Han Solo adventure. So these are three separate books about the lives of the original trilogy cast. And they're obviously for younger audiences to get a real idea of these three characters before we go into A Force Awakens. And they're saying that if they're dedicating a whole book to these three characters, maybe there's a lot more to them in A Force Awakens than was originally rumored. where Luke only had one scene.
Yeah, that's been going around where the level of involvement of those characters is debated from it's all about them to, ah, there's going to be ships passing through the landscape. But you're right. You're going to want the kids to going in who don't know to learn, and what a better way to do it through that. That's very interesting stuff.
That's just the books. If the kids don't like to read, teach them to get into it, A. But yeah. B is option number two, which is Disney XD launching Lego Star Wars retelling of the saga. So already Disney XD has Star Wars Rebels on board, which is a whole new team, getting them into a new look at what Star Wars is turning into. But again, for those kids that haven't really been around for the original trilogy, they're doing it all again in Lego's form. It's going to be 5 22-minute episodes. It's going to be called Lego Star Wars Droid Tales, and will be a retelling of the entire saga spanning all 6 movies in chronological order from the perspective of C-3PO and R2-D2.
How cool.
So this one's going to air later this year. There isn't exactly a launch date set in stone yet, but they have definitely said it will be there in plenty of time ahead of the December 18 premiere release of Star Wars The Force Awakens. What do you think? Is this a good idea or milking of the cash cow?
I don't know. I think the books are exciting. I mean, I'm going to read the pants off of... I mean, obviously, I love Claudia. She's fantastic. But that just is... That sounds really fun.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm into that.
You're going to read the pants off Claudia?
Literally.
Literally.
Oh my God, look at me leaving my legs.
I mean, she's great, but I don't think we're that close.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm looking at the pictures of the Lego thing, and I want to watch it because I love the Lego Star Wars games. They had their own level of humor to them.
Yes, I played all those.
Leo's a little scantily clad.
Look at the little Ewok.
For my liking.
Right? They couldn't have put her in.
Couldn't have covered her up? Yeah.
I apologize for the coughing, by the way, kids. I'm sorry. I'm slowly dying. Aww. But
well, somebody think of the children.
Yeah. I'm intrigued by this only because I want to see what they do with telling the story from C-3PO and R2's point of view, which is what Lucas is always deeply rumored to say that all 6 of those films are from anyways. True or not, we don't know. But they're short enough to where I feel I can watch and invest and not feel like I've wasted an afternoon like I did reading New Dawn.
We went there.
Snap.
I'm on board. Roger?
I don't think it's a cash grab. And if it is, I mean, like, this is obviously skewed towards a more family-friendly, younger audience. So it's kind of like, why not? I mean, I always, we're all on the receiving end of this. Everything that we do behind the voiceover mic is always like, oh, well, and yet another desperate attempt by Disney to this or that. It's like, but I, you know, you have to refresh brands every now and then, and you have to keep introducing them to a newer audience and
get kids obsessed with it so that they can buy all the merchandise.
Start, once they have income of their own, they can then start, you know, like spending it needlessly. So that's how it works. No, I don't think it's, I think it's a very unique way of approaching the subject and having it, you know, like from that perspective, like you were saying, they're always claiming that it was, but, and fun. It'll be fun.
It will be. Lego does have that, that really funny, clever sense of humor behind it. Alrighty, and the third story is Chris White's on writing the first Star Wars spin-off says that fans should expect everything. So we know that Star Wars spin-offs are happening. We don't particularly know what it's going to be about. We've had a few rumors.
Wedge Antilles.
Oh, come on, Wedge.
Be Wedge. We finally get to Sean Chill.
It's so long overdue. But this guy's just wrapped up his movie Cinderella, which is premiering, I think, very soon. If not, it's already out.
March.
And someone who sat down with him to talk Cinderella went, hey, let's scrap Cinderella and let's talk about your Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't originally the first person signed on to write the Star Wars movie. He was brought on later and said he actually spoke out about landing his dream job. He was saying it was like meeting for any assignment. You go in, you talk about how you work, talk about an idea. But of course, there was a huge security component to it because I wasn't able to see the script until I was kind of brought on board. And then he goes, I also saw Star Wars when I was 7, and it was a formative experience, the most formative experience of my life, especially in the notion of filmmaking. I probably am only working on this stuff because I have experienced them just like that, and I became completely possessed with what Star Wars was when I was a child, and it was a huge part of my emotional makeup. I love hearing this. Diehard fans being involved in the making of something.
Sounds like you can trust him with the material.
And to expect... Yeah.
everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's kind of cool.
And that's a great point, Maddie, because we as fans, we want to have trust in what's going on because we feel our trust was maybe broken a little bit by the creator himself in the last go-around. So that's a key thing. I like what Chris and his brother Paul did with one of my favorite novels of all time, and which became one of my favorite movies of all time, which is about a boy.
That's a great one. Pretty much
the story of my life now. So I'm really happy. He knows how to tell a story. He knows how to tug at some heartstrings too. Cinderella's getting really good reviews right now.
Cate Blanchett looks amazing.
Yeah.
Oh my god, love that woman.
And it's got Rob Stark in it.
Yes, so, it does. Yep.
Richard Madden. So
his eyes are like unnaturally blue. I didn't notice.
You were going to say beautiful.
Oh man,
you know what?
Like, blushing. Unnaturally blue.
Yeah. I met him at Comic-Con 2 years ago.
I'm taller than him, aren't I?
And
because Jon Snow is like up to my shoulder.
Yeah, I met Snow and Rob Stark at the same time, the same party. Kit Harington and Richard
That's
Madden.
So cool.
And I kind of got lost into Rob Stark's face.
Did you?
I just was like, you are.
I was
regal.
There. You're a beautiful regal. Man.
He's pretty, isn't he?
Yeah.
I love my pretty boys.
People who win the genetic lottery, it's always like one of those things. It's unsettling, even if it's a guy or a girl, you know, regardless of your sexuality. You're always just like, you're uncommonly gorgeous.
And good at everything as well.
Your pores are unseeable. Literally.
So your breath smells good.
Yeah, exactly.
Like everything about you.
Was there a sparkle on your tooth just now?
Yeah,
it's annoying.
Just a lens flare.
There you go.
Yeah. So that's Renewed
it.
Hope.
That's it for the Renewed Hope.
Yep.
Woo!
With the Queen finishing addressing
Thank you, Master Kenobi.
Terrible.
I will not sit here and watch my people suffer. Sorry, I'm getting caught on what we're doing here.
Sound like a
so we're going to dive into this, and we're going to see how this goes. This is going to be fun. All right? So, JT, you ready to play that clip? And I'll let Maud set it up a bit.
So I went back through the episode that Maddie was last on.
Work?
I really can't.
And
I had a nightmare like this once,
what?
I swear to God.
And this is how the idea of Cecile, the Sith librarian who was a C-grade student, came about. Take a look and listen. Press that play button, JT. Press it. Press it.
Dude, look at that hangover.
Like, that's the
like,
I would
like. I, you know, but like, there's gotta be people in the infrastructure who are like, not these like, just villain, you know, shooting
Darth
lightning
characters,
bolts.
Right.
They like slide by. Like, maybe they're really clever, so they edited people. They don't necessarily
not.
Like stab them, or
yeah.
There were some dark side characters who are like, you know, you're kind of a dick, but, like, you also have some good points.
If all the free reign, that's where you'd concentrate on.
Yeah, it'd like, be the Sith librarian.
The Sith librarian.
The C student Sith. That has great alliteration. That would be the
title.
The
C student Sith.
C student Sith. So I'm looking forward to your Sith librarian series. I'm going to try to get it pushed out there.
I should write, like, a sample chapter for you guys.
That'd be awesome.
We do like a
totally
script reading session.
Totally.
And Cecile's got a list,
Cecile the Sith librarian.
Thank you.
Okay, so we've definitely decided that Cecile does not have a list.
It's a little too far, I think.
Yeah.
She's already pretty, you know, she's a goober, so we don't need to
never go
need to
full
twist
goober.
The knife that much deeper into her sad life.
But she came through with the goods. And for those wondering, when I pointed out of nowhere, I edited out my line where it was like, if you go to the Sith Academy and you don't want to be full bad, you just have a little bit of a zap. So you're like, bzz, that'll do.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
more
everyone's
of a taser.
Like, what? Yeah, finger taser. That would be fun.
What?
Having a finger taser.
Whoa, okay.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh,
what
God.
Now?
What?
So,
you frightened me.
Maddie, you came through with the goods?
Yeah.
I did.
You wrote it up.
She wishes she didn't. I know how authors are.
This.
They are so humble and afraid of their own words at the same time.
So
well,
good.
You just don't often. I mean, I listen to my audiobook about a chapter just to get a sense of it, but then it's almost bizarre. It's really surreal to hear somebody talk your words back at you and make choices about how it would be said.
Oh.
Well, I've read this. I love it.
I love
so
it.
This is
going to
be totally
great.
Fine then.
Yeah.
You know,
I trust you guys.
In real time.
I trust you guys implicitly. But yeah, it's just one of those
That's
weird...
your first mistake.
So this...
Yeah.
So here
we'll
to
see.
Present... what's the official title of this
there
part?
There is no title.
Oh,
maybe we should...
Cecile, the C-grade Sith librarian.
Okay.
And that is more of a tongue twister than Sith pussy.
Wow.
That's another story.
That's another, yeah. Well,
that's a whole other hashtag.
I don't know if anybody, yeah.
Cecile, the C-grade Sith librarian. Cecile, the C-grade Sith librarian.
To present Cecile, the C-grade Sith librarian, is Roger Craig Smith and Maud Garrett.
Yes.
Alrighty.
So how are we doing this?
Yeah, you're
doing the narration.
I'm doing the narration.
Oh, thank you.
It was a terrible time for her life to be flashing in front of her eyes. But there was little she could do but stand there, plastered to the door, while Darth Morth's son vomited for the fifth time. Most of it arcing spectacularly over the bowl itself and splattering against the far wall. It sounded terrible. It should probably have smelled more like puke, but it didn't. No, just liquor. Straight liquor. Which, chances are, was all he had for supper anyway.
You have to breathe,
she reminded him in a pained whisper.
Breathe, yes. I'm breathing.
For the first time in ever, Cecile actually thought of him as Jarek?
Yeah, sure.
Jarek.
Go for it.
Not my lord, which he wasn't yet, but one must never suggest as much aloud. Or sir, yes, sir, which he didn't deserve, but see above. Or force preserve me, it's him. Look at your shoes, look at the wall, don't make eye contact. But at that moment, covered in sick and incredibly his own sluicing tears, he was just Jarek. Did I say that right? Sluicing?
Yep.
Cool. Not Darth Morth's unbearable son, just Jarek. Even poor Jarek, briefly, when he began heaving so hard, she was afraid his lungs were going to come sailing out of his throat and plop into the toilet bowl.
Plop.
Breathe. This is the commandment Cecile then gave to herself. Good advice, really. She crouched, listening to another student bang on the door behind her for the umpteenth time.
Occupied!
She screamed back, slamming her palm against the Durasteel. On the floor, hugging the bowl, Jarek began to laugh. She couldn't see much of him, just long, stringy dark hair pushed back off his head, the unluckier strands glued to his cheeks with... Cecile breathed through her mouth, perilously close to doing some vomiting of her own from the smell.
Oh, just what is so amusing.
Breathe, idiot. Breathe through your mouth, though.
Did we get that the wrong way around?
Did we?
Oh, maybe we did.
No. He was... Yeah, because it was... That's Jarek.
Okay.
Let's try it again. Perilously close to doing some vomiting of her own from the smell.
And just what is so amusing?
Breathe, idiot, breathe. Through your mouth, though.
No,
wait, that's him.
So you... You yelled!
And Jarek clapped a hand over his mouth, forcing down what she could tell was another urgent spew.
You, Sally, you yelled. Never heard you yell. Didn't think you had it in you.
Cecile.
Whatever. Oh, frack!
He doubled over again, face disappearing entirely into the bowl. Good, she thought. Let him... Oh, well, I guess it was a thought, so...
Good.
She thought. Let him drown. No, that wasn't her. Cecile didn't have those thoughts. And then Overseer Ratara's voice took the... Ratara? Ratara?
Whatever.
Whatever. Then Overseer Whatever's voice took the place of her own, adding an unhelpful...
More's the pity.
Maybe if she could just harness the little flicker of rage in her belly at being called, again, the wrong name, she could find the courage to leave Jarek to his fate. It was possible. She could just leave him. Poor wretch that he was. How had it come to this? How had she gotten herself stuck in little more than a toilet and a fresher closet with the biggest bully at the academy? What terrible run of bad luck had landed her there? Oh, right, Cecile sighed, patting the boy's back lightly, awkwardly, as if the faintest touch might send him face first into the as if the faintest touch might send him face first into the disgusting toilet water. Well, that, and she wasn't particularly taken with the idea of touching him. It was like petting a crate dragonling.
Crap.
Sorry, everybody on Star Wars fans.
It was like petting a crat dragonling. It wouldn't surprise her in the least if he turned and snapped and bit at her hand.
More dinner at dinner next time, yeah?
She asked. Force, but she was miserable at this.
And maybe less whatever it is that you drank.
Jarek mumbled something incoherent.
Yes, less of that.
Another pounding knock came at the door. Then the sound of a dozen kissy noises. Screwed her eyes shut. Wait, okay, hang on. Cecile screwed her eyes shut tight. Damn them all. It was their fault. Her classmates, naturally led by red-eyed, fangly-teeth ringleader Lorelei, that had landed her in this mess in the first place. Come to Jarek's dormitory. Cecile, what could happen, Cecile? Why are you such a bore, Cecile? And like an idiot, she had let the goading get to her. She had been weak and taken the bait. Guess that's why...
I guess there's another thought. Why don't you think that out loud?
Guess that's why you're here and not sweeping floors on Tython.
She touched Jarek's back again, but he had gone quiet. Then a loud, guttural snore echoed in the annihilated toilet bowl. Carefully, she maneuvered him. In an annihilated toilet bowl.
Yeah.
She maneuvered him carefully. She maneuvered him until his cheek was resting on the narrow edge of the seat. Which cheek now is this? Oh, you didn't clear it. I'm just okay.
Face cheek.
Okay, till his face cheek was resting on the narrow edge of the seat, because otherwise it's getting awkward now.
Yeah.
Less chance of drowning that way, unless she could. He could breathe. Never mind. Less chance of drowning that way. She reasoned. He almost looked peaceful.
Ha!
What a laugh that was! If he could read that thought out of her head, he'd probably zap her to an early grave with force lightning. That was his special talent. More than one reckless classmate had been charred to a crisp in the face of his displeasure. Jarek. Ass. They might as well name him Darth now and save everyone a lot of trouble. At least this headache was about to be over, Cecile thought. Allowing herself a moment to collect herself, the others, but mostly Lorelai, had shoved her into this little room with Jarek as a joke. Of course, she was the funny bit, because who would ever imagine her? Awkward, gangled, foreign, scandalously alone in a confined space with the most sought-after boy at the academy. The height of comedy, surely! There had been no seduction, obviously, not even a single nasty word from Jarek, who had immediately crumpled, blind, drunk, and puked. She grimaced and leaned back against the door, steeling herself for the walk of shame. Whatever embarrassing nonsense they yelled at her as she left was nothing, she convinced herself, for Cecile had almost certainly tormented herself with worse before. Ah, well, it was just like walking from the dormitory to the library, she insisted. Head high, eyes low, nobody would actually attempt anything violent with so many watchful eyes. Somewhere along the way, Jarek had stopped snoring. Motionless, he lay slumped against the toilet. It gave her a short pang of satisfaction to think someone would find him that way. Most likely Lorelai. See if she ever kissed him again after smelling that on his breath! On his everything! In a last fit of revenge for the humiliation of the evening, she plucked the lightsaber hilt from his belt. And dropped it into the toilet, enjoying the splash of dirty water that sprinkled his face. Cecile stood, smoothing down unsmoothable rumples in her simple black tunic, and left, closing the door behind her. Every soul in the room stopped and spun to look at her, conversations ending abruptly, steadily thumping music making her head pound as she shuffled toward the door.
Oh, I think you're up for a line.
So much for head held high.
I have a line?
Yes, yeah. You're Lorelai.
Do it!
Oh my god, okay.
Was it everything you ever dreamed it would be, slave?
Lorelai laughed uproariously. There you go, okay. Elbowing her very best friend, a friend whose name Cecile didn't even know because her only task seemed to be cackling at Lorelai's stupid jokes. Sharp fingernails swiped at one of Cecile's...
Leku,
and she dodged, the only one not there currently soaked with alcohol. Lorelai's laughter was the cue.
Oh,
The rest of them joined in, jeering, prodding, jostling her from shoulder to shoulder. Newbie! While she scrambled for the door, the world was closing in around her, one body at a time. She had to get out. Maybe she was just a mediocre student with mediocre talents. Maybe she was just a foreign, lucky slave. But she had a strong sense of self-preservation, and it got her out the door and into the hall.
Just get out. Get out. Get out. They can't hurt you. They wouldn't dare. They won't!
She repeated it over and over to herself, knowing it was a lie. The sudden silence was jarring. Pure. She realized that when she was gasping, flushed and trembling. I'll try it again for you, because I completely stand. The sudden silence was jarring. Pure. She realized then that she was gasping, flushed and trembling. Cecile leaned back against the door, gulping down fresher air.
They're really just the worst.
A boy was watching her from a few feet away, leaning against the wall. He swished a disposable cup in his hand, shortish, pale, narrow-shouldered.
Pawn.
Pawn?
Pawn.
Pawn.
Pawn?
Pawn. Pawan.
The first
Pawan.
One was probably the
Pawan.
Best.
Pawn! He gave her a quivering smile, showing two glimmering rows of pointed teeth. They weren't an attractive people. Plenty would probably say the same about the...
Twi'lek.
About her.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Seriously, I don't know why we don't all just band together and fire Lorelai and Jarek and one of our moons. Actually, never mind.
He said, scratching at his faintly lined forehead.
That would be a dick move toward the moons.
I'm not sure we could find a cannon big enough to fit their egos anyway.
She said with a lame shrug.
I need to go clean up. Jarek got sick all over my boots.
He'll probably make you thank him for it tomorrow. I'm Phylon.
Cecile.
I know.
His glossy black eyes darted to the side.
Not in a creepy way. I know who you are.
Cecile managed a thin laugh, then tried to walk at a normal pace down the corridor and toward her own wing of the dormitories. She was safe, for now. Some days her life just seemed like a crumbling chain of small miracles. They didn't knock. It was well before her alarm was set up... It was well below... Ah, calm! It was well before her alarm was set to go off, and she was deeply, blissfully asleep. The commotion snapped... The commotion snapped her awake. This is what I do for a living, by the way.
Is this your job?
Yeah, this is what how I earn. The commotion snapped her awake, and Cecile flailed in bed, hearing no less than a dozen heavy boots thundering into the confines of her dorm room. She blinked, pushing the sleepiness out of her eyes with both fists. Six, no, seven people armed. And Darth Morath at the head of them all. Cecile shrank, pulling the covers up to her chin. There was no blood in her veins. Nothing worked. At least, nothing she wanted to have working. Not her mind, not her limbs. Darth Morath, a tall, willowy old woman.
Glowered.
I was going over this earlier. Glowered down at her from the foot of the bed, flanked by Academy guards and their buzzing, snapping electro staffs. Their uneven yellow glow was the only light to see by.
Cecile Cyru?
The human said it like the blackest curse. It was the strangest thing, but it almost seemed as if a flicker of real emotion crossed the gnarled old crone's face.
My son is dead. Jarek is gone. You were the last person to be seen with him. You will come with me now and answer for this crime.
Dun, dun, dun! There it is! Well played. Well played.
Good job, you guys.
So this is just like the opening chapter of
chapter
this,
one
the series of Cecile.
The gap-toothed
You
librarian.
Left us on a bloody hanger, though.
That's what
always
you do.
Always leave them wanting more. That's what you do. Always leave them wanting more. Yeah. There you go.
That was awesome.
Thank you, you guys.
Fun to
participate.
Thank you. Thank you for coming out to do that. Was it tough for you to sit?
It was good for me.
Yeah,
was it good for you guys?
Great.
I love it.
No, it was really fun. It's less awkward, actually, than I thought it would be.
Everything's less awkward with Roger Craig Smith around.
No, lots of things are more awkward with me around, I promise you. I assure you of that.
I want this to be optioned as a series.
Same.
Yep.
I want it so bad.
Yep.
Let's do it. Kickstarter.
Yep.
Kickstarter.
I don't think I can have the rights to that kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, we'll figure it out.
Disney would descend with their axe and just take
so
my
it's
head.
Not a Sith, it's a Slith.
It's a Slith.
And it's not a lightsaber, it's a might gaber.
It's a light sword.
It's a light
you
sword.
Wake up hearing footsteps at the door. It's
oh yeah,
Mickey.
It's gonna be a recreation of that last scene.
There
but
you go.
Yeah. Oh, it's gonna be spooky. No, I mean
the laptop right now. Okay.
That's scarier than
you
a Sith, honestly.
Oh, Lord. I'll show you a thing or two.
Sorry.
No, yeah. Not, not
well,
at all.
Hopefully that can just be an audition.
Absolutely. I had so much fun when I read that the day you sent it over. Totally bought into what you were trying
fun.
To do with it. And,
I
know you. I know you whipped it up in your imagination, but thank you so much.
Thank
it's
you.
My pleasure.
For doing that.
It was really fun.
We can have that somewhere available for people to read.
Yeah, yeah, go for
yeah.
it.
Okay.
Well, I don't know where we're going to put it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can put it on
it's my worry now.
Maybe just play this over and over again like an audio book.
Yeah. I can put it on my Tumblr or something. Yeah. You guys can
audio
like
audio
absolutely. Oh, that'd be awesome. That'd be awesome.
Oh, don't beat yourself up.
No, I can't. You know,
you're just the mayor of Flub City.
To be better
it's
at that.
To
be. I know.
It was
no,
good.
You did really
you
well.
I could not do that.
Flub Town.
There was intensity.
Towns
intensity.
Don't have governors. Faster
with more intensity.
And you can cosplay as Cecile now. No one will understand, but you can do it.
That would be serious nerd cred.
And there's like vomit
think about
down
it, just
my,
like, I'm Cecile.
The C-grade
you,
Sith librarian.
You say you're a Star
librarian?
Wars fan? Yeah.
You don't even know
Vega.
Her.
Yeah, you don't even know. I'm so underground.
No.
Yeah.
Cool. Duel of Fates time.
Duel of the Fates.
Duel of the Fates? What is this? Wait.
Oh,
wait
sorry.
For it.
Go to
wait
iTunes. Get him.
Can I hear it? Can anyone hear it? Or is it just me singing?
It's, no, it's just
no, it's just you.
You're by yourself in the room.
This is the last show. So
I'm
kind of
you just let her go.
Yeah. Should I move farther away? Yeah.
You might want to for safety reasons.
Flailing is happening now.
You might lose an eye.
Yeah.
She wants knock water
do we need
over.
To, like, put corks on her fingernails right now. Or?
Yeah. This, we're just gonna let her go. In fact, I'm gonna end the show
so
like this.
Oh my god.
Oh,
she's moving.
Out. She's out.
She's moving. It's happening.
Stop.
It's funny as she's...
The whiskey hasn't even been
opened.
I just want to make that clear.
I've always wanted to do that. When? Never could.
When are you going to just relax and come out of your shell?
You're so shy.
You've been on the red carpet and all that. I don't understand that.
Hashtag dualgasm, the best one you've had yet.
What is that?
Well, each week, Roger Craig Smith, we do something called Duel of the Fates, where we take some things from the Star Wars universe and pit them together and discuss them here on the show.
Yes.
Then we put it to the fans to decide, and then we read the results. Along the way, we started playing the song Duel of the Fates to go with it. We discovered that that causes Maude to have what's known now as a dualgasm. Yeah.
Okay.
That
was such a good song.
The longest one she's had.
Thank you.
And should probably seek medical help afterwards.
My heart's going really good.
4 hours.
That counts for your cardio for the week.
I feel very satisfied.
Adjust your Fitbit accordingly.
There you go.
Fit? What are we talking? Anyway.
So let's recap last week's.
Yes. So last week, and guys, you can weigh in on this as well. We asked everyone what was the more impacting theme, what musical piece, like what music number written by John Williams had more of an impact on you. Was it the Binary Sunset, otherwise known as the Force music, which we first saw? I'm puffed.
I was just going to say, you should be.
Yeah. Heavy breathing.
You went from sitting still to
interpretive dancing.
Literally having some sort of spastic.
You're blown up like Dusty Rhodes or Ric Flair in Charlotte in 82.
It's way hot
in here. It's getting hot
in
here.
Yeah.
I will
so
not.
So take off. Huh? Never mind.
So last week we put two songs against each other and asked which is the most iconic. We have the Imperial March, which of course everyone knows. Darth Vader's theme, which didn't show up to episode 5, and then we have the Binary Sunset, which is also known as the Force theme or Luke Skywalker's theme.
We better do that one now.
That's what we did.
How's it? I've blanked. I've been in my head all morning. How's it go again? The Force theme.
It's
the French horn.
There you go. I knew I brought it in for something. That version's not as epic or iconic as the one on the movies, but
pretty darn close. I could hand fart it for you.
Here's what the results were last week. By a 2-to-1 ratio, the winner is Binary Sunset.
Yes.
There you go.
Now, the overall feedback that we got from everyone was, this is one of the best topics we've ever had.
Yeah.
So big thanks to Stephen Kelly, who suggested that one. Mm-hmm. And you guys can suggest topics too on the Facebook page. Just DM us a bunch and we could use yours. A lot of people were saying, pretty much every comment back was, the Imperial March is epic/amazing/awesome/ so impacting, but. They loved it.
Binary Sunset has the feels.
That's exactly what they're saying.
Brings the feels.
So, for example, TJ Finley was saying, Binary was the moment I felt like I was a part of the movie. Imperial March is epic and will always be epic, but on an emotional level, Binary Sunset was the moment where we felt a part of the adventure that was about to take place.
Yep, that's what you're saying.
I would actually vote Leia's theme as my feel song.
Oh.
It's got the flute, soft.
What is that one?
Oboe, I think, is in it.
Yeah.
A lot of oboe. Loves the oboe.
It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. I mean, because it starts very soft and then it grows. I don't know. I love that one.
And I love when they bring that back and the Force theme in at the end of Revenge of the Sith. It actually is one of my favorite parts of the prequels.
I love the Cantina song.
We already had that one. Right?
Those in favor of the Imperial March, though. It was Mick Atwell who said, Imperial March, it's recognized even by people who aren't Star Wars fans.
Mm-hmm.
Joseph Claypool said, Imperial March because of the number of dead Imperial officers who were force-choked while making the march.
And Matt Whitehurst said, what theme sounds more impactful? Imperial March. When I hear the march, I know that Vader is coming, and I should flee.
Yes, flee.
So there you go. Binary absolutely dominated that one, but it's time for a new Duel of the Fates.
That's right, and this week is one I picked myself. I suggested it to myself.
Hey.
And it is pretty simple. It's actually going to be 1 versus 1 versus 1.
Three.
So
a
trifecta here for the final Duel of the Fates involving our very own Maude Garrett.
Yeesh.
This Duel of the Fates is, what is Maude's best impression? The Tusken Raider? Or is it the TIE Fighter?
Not my
or
best, not my best.
Is it Aunt Beru.
Luke. Those are my three.
So there you go. Those are your choices.
Maud's terrible. Please remove her from the show now.
Your impressions have been a staple of the show since literally episode one.
Literally,
in this case, that is true.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Since episode one of the show. And I wanted to honor what joy it brought and what a key part of the show it was. And a fan favorite as well. So, those on the panel, who do you think?
Can I abstain from that vote?
Yeah.
No, I mean, for sure, accuracy, the Aunt Beru is like, that was pretty good. That was legit.
It's stunning.
It's really good. If I close my eyes and you're like, this is a clip from the movie, I would believe you.
Anyone who I meet who's called Luke, they don't stand a chance.
They're done.
Straight up, I
would say for, like, dying sloth effect, falling off a tree, I would say the TIE Fighter.
Oh, yeah. Yes!
I was literally going to say...
Literally
going to say something along the same lines. I have a neighbor who takes care of, like, sick pets, and there's a Labrador with a severe head wound that howls all night long, and it sounds exactly like the TIE Fighter that Ma just did, so I'm going TIE Fighter.
I love it.
That's what I do. Sick Labrador with a head wound. Mm-hmm. Right, go.
I tell you what. I mean, the TIE Fighter thing kind of brought us together as fans, and that's my text tone of yours every time you text me, as I talked about.
But not my actual, not yours.
That's friendship.
There's been some. I was saying some on air.
Look, please call me.
You're
just
on a first date.
I can't tell you.
I can't tell. I've been in meetings with lieutenants from the LAPD, and all of a sudden.
Take me seriously, though, sir.
That's beautiful.
I am a normal person.
The Tusken Raider one is the first time she did it. I was like, "That's amazing! Dance monkey, dance, do it again." Yes. But and I watched the clip that you brought out again.
Yeah.
When you break out the Aunt Beru one for the first time,
you
Mark Riley and I are talking, and I stop mid sentence, and I'm like, "Whoa!
Yeah,
do it again!
Yeah,
that one is my vote for its stunning accuracy."
Yeah.
Aunt Beru. Serving blue milk, asking for Luke at the beginning of A New Hope.
What's her? She has another line. What is the other line?
Oh, wow.
My heart.
That was amazing.
Sorry.
Just simmering.
So sorry.
Sizzling.
I'm a terrible person.
That was brilliant.
Someone just turned full Sith.
That was great. I'm going to the dark side.
Wow. Okay.
So what we'll do as we always do, is I'll put those on the Facebook page and let you guys vote. I will announce the totals next week. And even though Mon's not going to be here, she will definitely know what you guys think of her wonderful impressions.
Because we will call her and wake her up in the middle of the night.
Yes.
Please be honest as well. Tell me how you really feel about it.
Honesty on the internet?
Yeah. No,
not
it's not
unheard
just
of.
That way.
Unheard of.
Nobody does that. They'll be very nice.
So
respectful.
It's come the time where we have to kind of wrap up this show. Unfortunately, I wish this could last forever.
Oh, I have a present for Maud.
Yep. Yeah.
Can we do this now?
Oh, yeah, let's do that. Oh,
and
yes.
Lord.
Alcohol.
That is a beautiful thing. We have some Sith-colored and Jedi-colored shot glasses. I know Roger has to go to,
I have to drive work
afterwards.
I can't
but
do this.
I'll give you just something to tickle with.
Oh, and then, yes, and then Maddie's going to present you with a gift after you pour the...
Don't so as, it over your eyes.
As Maud pours...
Spare the technology, my God.
Here, pour us
give
a
me
sip
red, little. Because, yeah.
There we go.
I'll take it since she's abstaining.
Red barbecue joke.
She did pour me something. I'll very literally do a little...
Yeah.
My hands are shaking.
So, anyways, as this is going on, I do want to acknowledge the show with... is ending here now for Maud as she moves on to Jedi Council. And it's really important to me that you guys continue to support Maud and what she's doing and her endeavors.
That's sweet.
And there's no need to choose sides out there. There's plenty of Star Wars to go around.
You take that.
Okay.
Give me the big girl one.
All right, so that's what I'm trying to say there. And it's been an absolute joy to have you around and on this show.
Do you want to watch the video first?
Yeah,
or take a shot?
Let's do the shot after the video. So, okay. JT, we've compiled a best of Maud on Jedi
Alliance. And if you guys follow Geek Bomb on YouTube, which is youtube.com/geekbombshells, which please, I encourage you guys to follow because I do videos. I try and do them every single week. And that's my little baby. So if you really do love me, then hashtag more Maud, it's all there. So I'm just
Geek
really
Bombshells
giving that
rules.
Yeah, yes, you've been on it.
I know this for a fact.
Yeah, and there's an interview for an hour with Roger on there, which is really cool too, because you've been on it.
You didn't get enough of this.
And I've got Maddie's coming on this month for Women's Month, so this is awesome. Yeah, so that's my plug.
And we're on Twitter. Yeah, please. KeithRom.net is where this lives, so watch it now. But JT's going to play this now. This is Best of Mont Garrett on Jedi Alliance.
Welcome to another episode of Jedi Alliance.
Duel of the Fates, our weekly Star Wars... Oh, here we go. There's music and everything.
With me, everyone. Come on.
No, this is what I do. I just watch you... watch it move through your soul.
I can't add anything to that.
You shouldn't.
And I wouldn't, no. Yeah.
Sorry.
That was freakishly accurate, by the way.
Sorry. It's not the first time I've ever done that. Trust me, maybe once a week.
For Luke Skywalker.
Luke, the true
hero.
I love him too because from a story standpoint...
One more time. How'd that go?
Luke.
Really? Frighteningly.
It's really good.
Dance, monkey, dance. Do your Tusken Raider.
My first time was better.
Yeah. And that little creature comes...
I like the lightning. I just think
my friend doesn't like you.
Well, I'm sorry.
I don't like you either.
It's a frap. And then, of course, it goes through his system. So it's like, it's a crap.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
I've got a bad feeling about this. I love when she does that. Through the planet core.
It's kind of...
That's not...
It goes over. So it's definitely high-pitched, and it's more of like in the back of your throat.
Is that
close? The Star Destroyer is a lot different.
I just sounded like a giraffe got shot and fell off a cliff. Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah. I gotta say...
Anyway. No! Oh, God!
Oh, we're having a fun day here.
This is just a teaser trip. I'm getting so excited. I think I'm going to throw up again. What's going on with my tummy?
What's going on today? You're late. You're throwing up. You're
I ate
squats?
Lunch too fast.
That's the problem. In your car.
Like, too fast.
Yeah.
It was delicious, and I was like...
I've had two women visit my room recently for... Not like that.
Oh.
For recording purposes.
So you just... You're basically wanting some Sith... I'm not finishing that sentence.
Yeah, yeah. Sith pussy!
Good luck indeed. So a shot in honor of you, my young man.
Oh, good guy.
Here we go.
Thank you to Maddie for this.
You're welcome. That's delicious.
Mom, I also have a little gift for you.
What?
Yeah.
It's an infinity scarf. I know we're, like, moving out of cold weather, but it's got the schematics on it.
Oh, my God. Look at it, guys. Ah! Look at it. Look at it. It's got all of the... It's got all of the... It's got all of the... Star Wars. It's got the Death Star. It's got a TIE fighter. It's got a TIE... Oh, that's not the TIE bomber. I do this every time. That's a TIE bomber.
Yeah, it's a TIE bomber.
Transport.
Where?
The transport ship.
Shuttles
Hydrian. The shuttles, right.
Yeah.
What is your ass code?
Exactly.
It's got the AT-AT. Did you say AT-AT or an AT-AT?
No, I didn't say AT-AT.
Hey, guys, the whiskey works.
Woo!
Ah, oh, for warm.
Yeah.
And fuzzy.
Look at that.
Oh, I feel good.
That is great. So
that's great. That's delicious.
Isn't it good?
Yum.
We unfortunately have to wrap this show up. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing
my
us
pleasure.
With your words
Very
and
fun.
Giving a gift. Roger.
Thank
As
you
always,
thank you, Ken. I hope you feel better. Congratulations.
Thanks,
thank
buddy.
You so much for letting us your voice toilet.
And guys, where can people follow you if they're not already?
Oh, I'm at Author Roo on Twitter, or you can find me on Facebook, Madeline Roo.
At Roger Craig Smith. It's boring.
That's your name.
My name.
Mine's my name.
Like, yeah,
that's
but...
My name.
But no, that's smarter because people can actually find you.
That's right. No. So me at Ken Napsok and at Jedi_Alliance is where you'll find the show. And the show, again, as I said last week, this show will continue to go on. There's no chance in hell that I would try to replace Maude Garrett.
Aww.
The next person coming here is not going to be replacing this fine talent. This next person is going to be part of a next edition and a new chapter of Jedi Alliance. This is the way I'm going to approach it. I'll be around for a while here, kids, talking and celebrating Star Wars. Next week, Mark Riley and Joseph Scrimshaw are going to be joining me to talk to Chris Taylor, the author of How Star Wars Conquered the Universe. He's going to be in studio. We're going to have an hour talking about that great book and celebrating Star Wars.
So read it now.
With Chris. So, for the last time, this has been Jedi Alliance with this wonderful, talented, beautiful soul.
Thank you. At Maude Garrett and at Geek Bombshells. Please subscribe on YouTube. Otherwise, I won't do any more videos. But many boffins died to bring us this show. Mwah.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, Christian Harloff, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.